Blackstone Audio presents Mandela by Donna Faulkner. This book is read by Pam Ward. Introduction. In the seventh year of Nelson Mandela's captivity, a notoriously brutal commander took over the prison on Robben Island. By then, Mandela and his fellow inmates had softened and even befriended some of their guards. Working conditions in the lime quarry had grown less harsh, and the inmates were allowed study privileges. South Africa's rulers concluded that the fearsome island dungeon was going soft. Colonel Piet Badenhorst was sent to whip the prisoners back into line. Badenhorst transferred the old guards off the island and replaced them with a new lot, younger, coarser, harder. The miserable food got worse. Cells were raided, books and papers were confiscated, and many men were sent to solitary confinement. Badenhorst singled out Mandela as the chief instigator and subdued and provoked him with calculated insults as a lesson to the rest. One bitterly cold night, the prisoners were rousted from sleep by a gang of drunken guards, ordered to strip, and lined up against the wall of the outside courtyard where they stood naked and shivering for an hour until one of them collapsed with chest pains. Such treatment was routine. The prisoners fought back as best they could, filing complaints that went ignored and smuggling messages to the outside world. In a daring move, Mandela organized a delegation to confront Badenhorst. They threatened work stoppages, slowdowns, and hunger strikes if he didn't ease up. Badenhorst said he would consider what they said and ordered no reprisals. The prisoners counted that a victory. After several months, apparently in response to the smuggled messages, three judges showed up to conduct an inspection. Mandela, as the prisoner's spokesman, met with them under Badenhorst's baleful eye. As Mandela described the beating of a non-political prisoner, the commandant wagged a finger in his face. "Be careful, Mandela," he warned. "If you talk about things you haven't seen, you will get yourself into trouble. You know what I mean." Mandela turned to the judges. "Gentlemen, you can see for yourselves the type of man we are dealing with as commanding officer," he said calmly. "If he can threaten me here in your presence, you can imagine what he does when you are not here." The judges agreed. Within 3 months, Badenhorst was transferred. A few days before Badenhorst left, Mandela was again summoned to tell the colonel and South Africa's commissioner of prisons if the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?